Hello. I hope everybody has enjoyed their week as we reach, the end of the week here. I want to talk about a lot of the situations that's been kind of driving people away from the trucking industry. We have a lot of the high cost and everything. Well, first, definitely starting with the high cost, all of this regulation has really made truck driving a very unattractive position to be in. Now, first of all, drivers aren't making a lot of money anyway, you know, as a driver. I mean, drivers, you know, what drivers make out there on the road, for as much as they have to be out there on the road, you get a lot of people making that in local factories for something that you are, you know, you're trained to do. And in a lot of cases, people in factories are making more money than truck drivers. And it's not to say that them people shouldn't be making the money they're making. However, what I am saying is that, you know, truck drivers are highly underpaid, highly underappreciated, and highly overworked. It's funny because, you know, I talked to a couple companies in the local area, and I couple guys, you know, who actually recruit and do the hiring. It's funny because they talk about, like, this one company, they want drivers to do, like, so many different things, make a number of stops in certain places, 10 to 11 stops, like literally in one day in certain places. And they want you to unload the truck, help unload the truck at this company. You know, you get there, then they want you to help unload the truck. And it's crazy because not only that, you know, we talked about situations regarding, the cameras in the truck, how, like, you know, the cameras that are facing inward. I think that they are supposed to be doing away with that, but I'm not exactly sure if that's something that, you know, is across the board or certain companies are from here on out, or I'll be doing away with it or not. However, when you're going down the road and you got a camera facing you at all times in the truck, to me, I think that's a bit evasive. Some of these cameras, you know, they're like so, they pick up your every movement. Your eye contact, supposedly, if you turn away for a second or two and just, you know, look, it'll pick it up. You know what I mean? They're so sensitive that, like, you can have your one hand off the steering wheel and it could be resting. And these cameras are known to literally flag you for every little thing that you do in the truck. And you could get a call from your terminal and suggesting that, you know, you only got one hand on the wheel. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have both hands on the wheel all times. However, I don't think it's necessary all the time, the whole time. You know, just depends, because, you know, you get, you know, restless. And that doesn't mean that you're not a good driver just because you drive with one hand. But that's how sensitive these cameras are. Like, it'll notice if you turn your eyes away a certain way. And they're off to too long, 2 seconds perhaps, or something like that. And again, I think it makes a driver, everybody becomes robotic mentality, you know what I mean? You just have this robotic feel. You're not doing things kind of naturally. Now you're kind of, your mind is pre-programmed that you're being watched. That can be a little bit overwhelming, and some people may not agree with it, and some people agree with it, the fact that they're fine with it. And like, they want to make the age group younger as far as drivers are concerned coming into the business, which to me, I think is a bad idea. Because like, they call themselves doing things to get rid of drivers that are supposed to be bad drivers and want to replace them with a whole set of drivers that they would interpret it to be safe drivers. I disagree with that, you know, particularly with young people. Not saying young people are irresponsible, but they tend to be young, and you may get some that are, you know, pretty mature. But I think at that age, you know, there's a, you know, particularly they don't want that oversight and being monitored like that. I think that it's just not, I just don't feel that it's a thing. I think that it would create more situations where you'll potentially have more accidents. And a lot of these young kids probably wouldn't know what they was getting themselves into once they got into it. Now, I wouldn't discourage anybody to go and do your thing and make money and be the best you can be, what you can do. If you all prepare for it, go for it. But my point is, overall, the percentage of people that they would expect that are younger coming into the trucking business, I would think overall the percentage of situations that would be fatal would outweigh the decision to lower the age, in my opinion. I just don't think it would be a good idea. And like I say, right now, and then, because basically to me, I look at it like you would be getting a whole bunch of people who are naive about the industry and potentially, in my opinion, take advantage of them. And then a lot of them don't understand the significance as far as what they will be getting into. Like, they may hear it, but hearing something and understanding the actual risks involved with you being able to throw your life away at a young age if you go out there and you haven't quite matured and things go wrong, you may be potentially looking at prison time. Even if you found to not have been doing anything on your off time, it always appeared that they would say you could have done something to prevent what it is that may have occurred. And I just think that I don't know if a lot of the younger people would actually digest, or I don't think they actually digest the significance of the risk that's involved with getting behind the wheel of a semi. I think it's to do this, I think it's more of a manipulation thing, if you ask me, to get younger people involved to try to Philly seats because of the lack of drivers that are out there. Basically, due to a lot of the regulations and a lot of the staff. You know what? If you want to get, and then again, young people, they like to, you know, engage. That's not a time I don't think they want to spend time away from not being young. You know, being, of course, you have to grow up. Of course, you have to mature. Of course, you have to have responsibilities and that you want to attend to as a young man or a young lady. However, to deprive a, you know, them of that social interaction at that age, I think it, I would find, you know, very difficult for them, particularly that's, you know, that 21 stage, that's the age you just actually get to buy legal liquor. You know, you get you're experiencing things as a young man, and it's not all about and a young lady. It's not all about partying. However, I just think that's the phase that they're in. You know what I mean? And if one can go and move forward and do things responsibly and not have to worry about that and neglect, you know, having that life, I more power to them. I mean, that's great. I just don't think that that's something a lot of that interaction is something that a lot of them is going to want to give up. You know, and then with, again, being monitored, like they would be, you know, I don't, the monitoring thing is, I mean, you got cameras facing the road. Okay. But, and a lot of people wasn't funded at, however, you know, I could understand that to that degree. Although, you know, a lot of people wasn't a fan of it. And I can relate to that to some degree. However, it's not looking directly. It's not staring you in your face. It's not you know, taking notes on your every, you know, basic, you know, general movement is up. No, don't do that. You know, it just take out your normalcy as a person. And I just don't feel that, like I say, you just like really become very robotic. You know, now what I'm seeing, like we get a lot of things, like when we get, you know, when we started with phones. Now our phones obviously can track us and track this and track that. And, you know, you have everything is tracked. And it's like, it just seems like a lot more control. Like when they talk about, you know, all the new technology that come out that we look at is, oh, wow, it does this, it does that. And it's like, you know, it everything is tracked more, so even more is getting a little bit more critiqued with the tracking. And where does that lead us? Like, where does that actually lead us? You know, like when I spoke on these new cars that are coming out in 2026 that everybody look at as a, you know, well, I don't think a lot of people look at it like that. I think the, you know, how government portray it, always look at it like it's a little bit more of a bigger agenda, because they say we want to put all of these tracking devices and vehicles and stuff like that and collecting data and everything on you and all of that stuff as a means to prevent people from drinking alcohol and getting in a car and potentially have a DUI and all of that. And hell, I'd rather just say, how about close down every liquor store? that wouldn't work. That wouldn't work, huh? You know, I mean, you know, it's like we say we want things for this reason, but there's more so like a bigger agenda behind things when we implement one thing. There's usually something else behind it. Is its sole purpose for its existence or its relevancy or its bringing to the forefront. There's usually something else behind it. And I can definitely understand like where driving trucks is already a stressful job. I tell you, if you want to get more drivers out there, particularly young people, and you want to get drivers out there, lay off some of the regulations and allow people to smoke marijuana on their off time. Allow that. Then you'll get drivers, you know, then you'll get drivers. And again, I don't think nobody should be in the truck under the influence of anything. But just the notion that people know they can't smoke marijuana probably is a good reason why they're not going to actually even enter into the trucking world. And it's not making excuses, and it's not saying a person is not serious about their life and all of these other things, because I just don't buy that. Just because a person chooses a way of life does not necessarily mean that they're not serious about life. I just think that that is an obscure way of just agreeing with and selling and taking what people throw at you for the most part, because there's a lot of things you could eliminate a bunch of regulations and regulate a particular situations, and you'll get more out of the outcome, you know. I think everything anybody do, they have to do it responsibly, regardless of what. But when I talk about like the trucking business, it's like there is so much underappreciation, and they add more. It's like they add more, and the money is not that great for what you have to do, for the time you have to spend away from your family, for the, you know, they want you to lift. They want you to be out in the weather, out in the cold. You know, I would assume people would be better. You're better off. There were actually people with Class B licenses making more money than people with A licenses. You know, just, you know, doing stuff like, you know, box trucks, cement trucks and different stuff like that, trash trucks and different things like that. I think that the money just to drive a big rig doesn't pay unless, you know, not saying it's not a good career and not saying that you can't enjoy a decent lifestyle with a lot of sacrifices. Definitely, don't get me wrong, with a lot of sacrifices. But I just think it's becoming more and more unattractive to be a truck driver. You know, they're making it more unattractive to be in the trucking business, and all of the risks that's involved. Because for one, when people look at it like, well, they're not making a lot of money anyway, it's easy to just get out of something or walk away with it when you compare apples to oranges. When, you know, of course, it'll be stable job when people getting cheap labor. You know, of course, a person will keep you in a situation where you're where you're just needing getting enough to, you know, to make sure that you, you know, got to be at work next week to pay for something you might have borrowed the week prior. But that's just about it. For what you have to sacrifice as a truck driver, the pay is just not there. And even like I said, with these owner operators and stuff like that, they are getting, you know, they're getting, you know, killed with fees. And the money is not there, but the fees and everything and their bills and everything is still there. And it's driving them in a hole. It's driving them in a hole. And like I say, there may be something when you is an owner operator, there may be something that, you know, you might come in making a certain amount and between a certain threshold here and there. And then the minute something is implemented, as far as any other type of regulations, you know, you have to take on that cost, or even as a company driver, that cost is somehow trickled down where you losing money. But you have to maintain these, you know what I mean, these regulation obligations without any additional pay, because they usually kick in after the fact, because it's all part of the game. Now the whole game has to eat these regulations, but there's no rise in price. There's no rise in you know what I mean, any type of compensation for that, particularly in a slow market. I just feel like, you know, and then again, it's unfair that these companies are, you know, they can't literally afford to pay a forklift driver, so they have to you know, delegate things like that to the truck driver. They, and it's unfair. So now the truck driver is taking on a whole additional other job, because, you know, just him being a truck driver, that is a lot right there. There's nobody that's gonna get in that truck and help him drive that truck. However, when he is at a location, and now here I am talking, referring to like a lot of local positions, but even when you get, you're out there, you know, sometimes it'll say in your bill, hey, this company, once you get there, they may have you do this, they may have you do that. And it's like, what? Like, yeah, you may have to help unload, and or in some cases, companies, they have you doing the shipping part. They have you actually loading the truck. Now you got to get in it and you got to drive it. So I look at it like that's a lot of taking advantage of, and you don't get no additional pay for that. You don't get no additional pay for that. So it's like now I'm monitored like, you know, crazy, and now I've become pretty much a human robotic or human AI or something, because of the way I'm programmed out in a vehicle. I don't even feel human anymore. And that's just how it is. You on edge, and you know, I mean, you're supposed to be, you know, out there, and that was the luxury of a lot of guys wanting to drive trucks, is for the simple fact is they don't have somebody breathing down their neck. And not because they're doing anything wrong, it's just they get out there in the open highway and they just feel a little bit more free and responsible. Give them that authority and the responsibility. They can do things responsible without someone micromanaging them from 500, 600, 700 miles away. I mean, how can trucking be attractive? How can it be more attractive? It's just getting less attractive when all of these things are falling on the driver, but except for money. except for money. You're getting regulated more. You're getting monitored more. You know, everything is more, but not pay. I mean, I look at like several years ago, even 5 years ago, maybe 7, 8 years ago, like drivers are virtually not making much from what they was then. But they're asked to do so much more. You know, they're asked to do so much more and they're constantly adding on things with no pay. So I think with this thing with them wanting to attract more drivers, I think they want to attract drivers who are more naive about what their obligations to a company should be. Someone who is young and someone who is more or less not interested in standing up for themselves, someone they can take more of advantage of, in my opinion. That's what I see. And I don't say that it's a situation in which this going to result into more safety. That I don't see. I see it as a situation that it was resulting in more being dumbed down and more, you know, taken advantage of more than anything. And not again, a lot of these young guys and girls wouldn't understand the significance a lot of times of what they would be getting themselves into until they got in that situation. And then their approach with a situation that was totally unexpected of them, and then needing and having to deal with unbearable consequences at that age and not realizing, you know, man, I should have went and worked with my buddy or something instead of now I'm, you know, in this situation that I didn't know. I had no idea. I say get those drivers a fair chance that's already in this industry and allow them to be a little bit more advocates for, you know, if you can, this is how, you know, this situation can benefit you, because everybody is not going to have the same outlook and I don't expect them to. But again, I hate when people say, oh, you know, you got to be this, you got to do that. Well, I look at it like things can be regulated. Just like everything else is regulated. There's a place and there's a time for everything. And nobody should be controlled from, you know, nobody should be controlled when they're at home. And you might get these younger kids out there in this industry. And again, by all means, I don't want to discourage anyone. This industry you want to get in, this is the industry you feel that you could benefit from. If you don't mind the away from home time, you know, being younger or whatever. If it's something that bothers you, by all means. And if you just want to be away and stuff and you want to get out there, whatever, you know, and you probably, you know, if you're lacking some, you know, living situations, it could be a good situation for you. I mean, there's a positive side to it. But at the same time, though, just knowing all of the downside of it is also important. Because, again, I just feel like you know, they want more of naive individuals, more or less, than individuals who was in this and who understand it and address things because they know it's not fair and they know it's not right and they are more vocal about things. 420 is coming up. I would love for everybody to take that time to, you know, park their trucks in support. Truck drivers have proven what they can do, you know, when they stick together. Like I said, and I referred to the case about the young guy who was ultimately sentenced to 105 years in a truck for accident. And it's by no means to belittle, you know, what occurred. What occurred was horrible. And definitely I feel bad for those families as well. But we're talking about a 23-year-old kid who was inexperienced and didn't probably feel like he had the authority so much to tell a company no, that he wasn't going to drive a truck. And, you know, he might have maybe a little bit of language barrier there. I remember watching him. He didn't appear to speak very clear English. And all that, he was 23. And they gave this guy 105 years in prison because the company didn't want to take the blame. Everybody blamed the driver. He didn't have anything in his system. Like, if he would have had something in his system, that would have just been an easy excuse just to say, well, he has something in his system, so he was deserving of 105 years. See, that's kind of the game they play. He has something in his system, so that was the reason. This guy didn't have anything in his system, and they gave him 105 years at 23 years of age. If it was not for, and I can't expect everybody to have that type of support in which this kid got, because one, the story made headlines, and again, it's not to belittle, and the kids seem like a really sensitive kid who just got in a bad situation due to his inexperience. And the only thing they can say, well, he should have used off ramp. You know, I just felt like a lot of his situations could have been related to so many other things that I just didn't see that it was like directly his fault. You know, the fact that the company had maintenance issues with the truck that they were warned about. The fact that this guy not feeling compelled to just turn down the job, particularly because, you know, his ethnic, you know, background and feeling like he needed to work. His him being younger, 23. He was older than 21, but he was still young. He was 23 years of age. Facing 105 years. He nearly like broke down in court when they sentenced him. He nearly like had a panic attack and broke down and like literally was just crying, bawling tears because like he appeared confused. He appeared confused, lost, like his life is over, and he was pleading to court because it was almost like he didn't know what else to say. And it was like, if it wasn't for the outcry of the public, if it wasn't for the outcry of other truck drivers who refused to deliver in that particular state, and I believe, again, I want to say Utah. A lot of you guys remember this story, and you, a lot of you guys could probably actually inform me exactly where it was, but I want to say Utah. If it wasn't for all the truck drivers stopping and pulling on the side of the road and refusing to deliver in this state, and then the outcry of that ethnic group that from which he came from, and again, everybody is not going to get that kind of support. Everybody is not going to get that kind of support. And his situation being in the media like it was, this guy would have been spending the rest of his life in prison. Now, did he deserve something? Yes. But not what he had got. His sentence was modified down to 5 years. And that happened, I think, in, I want to say 2021. So he could be out maybe, or he could be getting out probably on good behavior sometime soon. I would suspect that he'll be out no later than next year if he's not already on some type of modified release. And this guy didn't have anything in his system at all. So if he would have had something in his system, let's just say, okay, what difference would it have made from 105 years? What, you gonna give him 120 years now? He got 105 years. And by him just appearing confused, as in shock and confused, like he didn't know what was going on. Can you imagine some of the younger people that might come into this industry and not understand what they're fully getting themselves involved with? How their life can just be over just that fast, just trying to provide for their families and trying to provide a good life. At a young age, he was out there on the highway. That, again, could have been contributed to so many things. Lack of training, just not feeling compelled to, you know, having to do certain things, being coerced into situations, you know, not fully understanding his rights, in which he could have refused to do something based off the regulations that, you know, that truck, you know, had issues or brakes or whatever the case may be that was brought to the company. Everybody turned their back on him. The company turned their back on him and the system. They were ready to, they threw the book at him. And it wouldn't be any different for many of these other younger guys or girls who would come into the industry not fully aware of what they're getting themselves into. Only in a lot of these younger people may feel like, you know, hey man, it ain't, you know, when they get their time off, hey man, it ain't gonna bother me to do a little woo-woo-woo, you know, when I'm at home or whatever the case may be. And I don't feel there's nothing wrong with that. However, the way things are set up, if that's the case, he could not have been, you know, intoxicated or under the influence of anything while out there. Just the way things are set up, they're going to hang him. God forbids if he get out there and have a situation, they are going to hang him. You know, they're going to give him 150 years at 21, 22. And going to suggest that you should have known how to deal with this truck. You should have known this. They're going to open up every single door in which he could have possibly created an out for himself to avoid it. It's like the driver is always to blame under any circumstances. And this guy, it was no different. He was the blame. He was the blame. So, again, I just feel like the industry, again, for the money, for what all they're doing, I can only see, and again, with the monitoring, the all these regulations, the costs, rising costs on everything, and you're the only one at fault type ordeal as a driver. I think a lot of these drivers, again, they just want naive individuals, you know, to and then throw all these regulations at them as if this is something that, you know, past drivers or this is the norm had to deal with. You know, it's not an attractive business at all. And unfortunately, I used to enjoy doing it. But now it's like you're on pins and needles. How comfortable can you be out there as a truck driver when you're working under that type of pressure? You ever notice how you can do things and you can do things kind of comfortably? You can do things kind of like, you know, just free, a little free, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden somebody coming there staring over you and watching over you. You tend to get a little nervous because you know somebody just standing over you and you mess up. You mess up because your mind is constantly so worried on being perfect because you know you got somebody staring down your neck and down your throat. That right there can be a distraction. So you're worried that can happen in any scenario. Even something as innocent is you know, going, you know, to a wedding and, you know, you got the bride, you got the groom, then you got the bridesmaids and groomsmen and all this stuff. And everybody wants to perform so perfectly. And then all of a sudden, you know, somebody does something wrong because they feel a pressure, the nerves, because everybody is watching them and you know what I mean? And they're just under this constant intense pressure because they don't want to mess up. That could be the same scenario being in a truck. You're so consciously of the fact that you're being watched that it kind of makes you nervous. So, you know, again, it used to be an industry that was very attractive. Not anymore, particularly with all of the things you got to do. They want the extra. They want you to do it, and the lack of money and all that. Like I said, the cameras are they're like movement sensitive, and you can be striked at a lot of these companies. And it's because, like I said, these insurance companies are doing this to a lot of these companies. They, you know, they won't even insure them and stuff for, you know, unless they got cameras and stuff. Just more regulation. And I don't think that more regulation is going to lead to less, you know, situations in which the way the industry is going, I feel like it's only going to add to more detrimental situations, to be honest with you. You're already highly stressed out there. So lay off a little bit all these regulations. Allow people to smoke weed on their off time, not in a truck, not during the time that you're working, but when you're at home, let people relax and smoke weed and enjoy their time off with their families. Go back to work, do their job, not feel like somebody's breathing down their neck. It's okay to have cameras, I think, in the truck facing outward, but to have cameras looking you dead in the face, you're not going to even act normal. being normal is not gonna even like be the norm for you anymore. You're gonna feel like a somebody is just tensed, because that's just how situations like that is gonna make an individual feel. So I appreciate you guys. This is A1. I appreciate you guys. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all week. And here we is approaching the weekend. And everybody be good. Be safe. And it's A1. Diversity all the way. Peace out.